Good morning. Broccoli, as you probably know, is not an unimportant crop in the US, and I think it's becoming more popular as it is a very nutritious crop. And if we look at some of the figures, we'll see that last in 2013 the US production was 52 to 53,000 hectares and farm gate value of around about 800 million. Domestic consumption is also increasing, at the moment running roughly at 3.3 kilograms per year per capita, but I think this is going to increase. Over in Georgia, we are producing only a small quantity compared to what the Californians are, and our system is very different. As you can see, the nutritional facts are pretty good. On your daily intake of 2,000 calorie diet, you can get 56% vitamin A and 167% of vitamin C, also high in calcium. And if you look at the caloric value, also very good. So a very popular crop, and I think it's becoming more and more popular. Also, from our point of view, very popular up with the Chinese population in New York. So broccoli in our part of the world is very different from what is grown over in California or Colorado, if they're into broccoli already. At the end of the fall season, we make use of whatever plastic beds we have available, because at that time of the year, we have not got any bare ground. Bare ground is obviously the most economic way to establish and harvest our broccoli. But we have to try and get into that nice early market, so we use our raised plastic beds that we had put in for our pepper, tomato, and eggplant production. So one of the things that we do know is the closer you plant broccoli, the bigger is your total yield. But we are trying to look at how can we maximize the crowns and stay off the bunches. There are times when bunches are more popular, but a very short time. But if we could get into that crown market, where we would put the minimum number of crowns in a box, and we would then have hopefully less harvest as well. So for this particular exercise, we try to look at how would spacing affect our total broccoli crown production. So the objective of this was to try and determine the in the row. Our rows are 1.8 meter centers, and the rows are 15 centimeters apart. I mean, the plants are 15 centimeters apart, and the distance between rows in the bed are 40 centimeters. In this particular case, after we had sown and the seed had germinated, we thinned the plots by hand. It's irrigated by center pivot. Only 1 foot nutrition is put on in the beginning before we at the time of preparation, the soil preparation, and nothing else after that on the bare soil situation. On the bed situation, we actually will drip irrigate, making use of the system that we've got there. The harvest of this took place on the 7th of February of this year, and we graded the flowering heads. Now, we looked at crowns, bunches, and then the rejects. Now, if you look at that crown one there, I mean, that looked about that size, a little bit bigger than we would normally go for, but we would like to get about I get a little bit confused in metrics, and we would like about a 15-centimeter crown, and if we could get somewhere around about 400 grams for the weight, which would give us a decent number inside the box. So the design was a complete randomized with four replications, and the treatments are there. So we had different population densities. The treatment one is our normal treatment that we would have on that bare ground. So what were the results? We were looking at, our predominant look was, how could we maximize our crowns and slow down on our bunch production. So we had a fairly good relationship there with the spacing. We had rather a funny, I think we doctored this one a little bit, but the bunch yield was rather higher than what we had hoped. The culls were not too bad, because we looked at with the separation that we wanted somewhere around about the 25 centimeter apart in the row, we were getting about a 10-11% cull, which is not too bad. Our total yield also fairly well distributed, but again, we will find that the bunch production was just a little bit too much from what we actually wanted. From the crown weight, we didn't get where we wanted to be. We would like a heavier crown, and we'll talk about a little bit about some of the future. So the yield of broccoli crowns was highest at 25 and 38 centimeter plant separation in the row. The yield of brunches was also somewhere around about there, between the 19 and the 25 plant separation. So we have to try and get that bunch production down. Total broccoli yield increased with increasing plant separation, again reaching from our point of view a maximum at 25 to 38 centimeters. And as would be expected, the weight of individual crowns also increased with increasing plant separation. Plant separation had a strong effect on both total marketable yield and the size of the crowns and the bunch broccoli. Increased crown size was associated with reduced number of broccoli plants. So, just to sum up before the thanks, we have to do more work on this. One of the things that we did not look at was nutrition of broccoli. In this case, we have a system where we, on the plastic beds, we would do periodic foliar analysis, and we would then determine what we would inject through the drip system. But on the open beds, on the bare ground, we have a single nutrition applied in the beginning, and thereafter we only put on it's only irrigated, and whatever foliar we might put on if it's needed in terms of micros. But we definitely need to do more and to see if there's perhaps a correlation between nutrition and planting distance, so that we can try and maximize our crown head production and slow down on the others. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Questions for Peter?
So it was interesting to see how there's really fairly narrow optima in spacing for specific markets, and those is really important. So I was interested to see that you're using 6 inches for your market for the crowns. We're working with some markets that is 5 inches, which obviously is going to change the optimum. And then there's an area in the Appalachians where 8 or 9 seems to be the number. So there's a lot of variation. Now, I wonder if you could describe what the market, where are you selling to, who is specifying the 6 inches?
I think at this stage we have got a fairly good market up in the north, up in the New York area. It's becoming more popular, I think, overall, because to me it is an extremely good vegetable. And we have to have more, and there's a lot going now more into the salad market. So I really don't know. I think there's such a diversity. Whenever you got one person, you don't have a problem. As soon as you got two or three, then your market sort of broadens out considerably. But I think we'll just have to continue. As you saw, our production in Georgia is very low. I mean, we have about 300 hectares, which is absolutely nothing. But we are improving. We started off initially with, I think, about 20 hectares, and we probably looked at about 200 different varieties over the years, and we've stuck now with actually four varieties, and the Emerald Crown is our main one that we go for. But I think this is something else that we need to look at, is varieties for the various parts of the beginning of the season and the end of the season. Yes, sir. Well, on the bed production, we actually measure the foliar analysis, and our consultant tells us what we have to put in, and we'll inject. But on the bare root, I mean on the bare ground situation, we have not really done very much. It's shoved in, and they grow, and we irrigate. And if there is something we can put in through the foliar, we will do that. But that's mainly restricted to micros. So it has to get everything in the beginning.
Do you see a lot of variation between reps, or if you've done this experiment multiple times, was there a lot of variation between years? Or did you find your results stay fairly constant?
We haven't done too many trials. Dr. Juan Carlos at the back there, just your experience in the few years that we have done, if you could tell us a little bit about that.
We have conducted.
Sorry to interrupt. Can you step up to the mic so that we can have it prosperity? Thank you, sir.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
And repeat the question, please.
My question was, how much variation did you see between reps, or variation between years in terms of maximum crown size or head weight?
What we conducted about 8 years ago with the same grower basically resulted in similar responses. What we found was that a spacing of about 30 centimeter was giving us the best marketable yield, very similar to what it was found here.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Okay, let me check the time. I think we can take one more question. Are you up for it?
I don't know. I'll try.
Okay, any more questions for Peter?
I just missed this, but what was your between row spacing?
Yeah, it was 40 centimeters between rows, yeah.
Okay, no further questions? Thank you again.
Thank you.